Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the second week after the Sunday of Trinity Thursday. Our scripture reading comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 14, verses 25 through 33. Now great crowds accompanied him, and he turned to them and said, "If anyone comes to me and does not heed his own father and mother, and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, desiring to build a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, 'This man began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king, going out to encounter another king in war, will not sit down first and deliberate whether he is able, with 10,000, to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? And if not, while the other is yet a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks for terms of peace. So therefore, any one of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple." Our scripture lesson comes from Mark's Gospel, chapter 8, verse 34 through 35. He called to him the multitude with his disciples and said to them, "If any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. He who gives up something for the gospel really loses nothing. Even if you lose your earthly life for Christ's sake, he will give you another, better life, eternal life. As Christ himself says in Matthew 10:39, "He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it." If you have to leave child and wife, remember that God can take care of them and be a much better father to them than you have ever been. There is no doubt at all about this. Believe it with all your heart. You have equally great assurance, together with rich promises and encouragement that he will never fall down on his word. He will keep his word, as we shall also discover if we are ready to put our trust in it and to resign ourselves to it. He has given us his word and promised. What more could we want, or what could we desire that is greater? Is something lacking? Only in our faith. Let no one come to this banquet unless he comes with a thoroughgoing faith which exalts God above all creatures and loves him above all else. Let us pray. Almighty God, so reign in our heart and soul that Christ may always have dominion there. Grant that we may continue in true faith to confess him with our tongues and glorify him by our works, with you, O Father, and the blessed Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Purchase your copy of the print edition of Luther for the Busy Man at ambassadorpublications.org. You are invited to the Summer Institute of Theology, August 7th through 11th, at the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Guests will learn from experienced congregational leaders, including Professor of Philosophy, Concordia University of Edmonton, Dr. Jonathan Strand, pastor and co-host of the podcast Being Lutheran, Dr. Jason Goodham, and president of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, Pastor Micah Germstead. Find out more and register at flbc.edu/sit.